Well, here I am with you, my beautiful students. So grateful for you, because I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you. This is the official start of the call. We've had a little warm-up there, and now we're going to get into some good positive work. Sharon, say hello. My moderator, Sharon, my assistant, wonderful new assistant, who happens to have a degree in the financial field. And here we are in our financial field. We'll talk about that in a minute. So welcome, everyone, for those of you who are not here on the call and that are going to hear the recording. It doesn't matter whether you're here live with me. It matters in that we can't connect by voice, but we're connected in spirit. And when you listen to this call, you are with me. There's no time and space. When it comes to the spiritual field, there is no time and space. Didn't Einstein kind of prove there is no time? anyway, here we go. We are going to do a little bit of preparation work before we start taking questions. Sharon, say hello to the people who are going to be listening to the recording.
Hi, everyone. It's so nice to be here with you all.
And all right, let's do it. First of all, I really want you to know how special this is. I have not done the live Q&A calls. I can't believe 2 years has gone by, but we've had 3 years of kind of a limbo 3 years with everything kind of changing in the world, personally and universally here. But I'm glad to be back, and I'm kind of excited about it. I miss dealing directly with my students, and I've just been very busy with other aspects of life. But here we are. I want you to know that everyone I speak with, I'm not just helping that student. It will help everyone. We all have different expressions of the issues in our lives, but the issues all have the same solution with some tweaks. So every answer, every bit of advice that I give to one student can be used by everyone. And that's the beauty of this. And so many times I will get emails and messages from people saying, oh, you answered perfectly whatever you said on that call with so-and-so. That's exactly what I needed. So all of this is for all of you. It's not me helping, doing some mentoring and giving advice to one student. It's for all of you. So take that. Open your mind to the fact that the situation might be different, maybe different than yours on the surface, but the core attributes of these teachings, the core resolutions, the core manifestation principles are the same. We're just applying those same principles to different expressions of life. All right. I mentioned, let's do this first. I always do this before my calls with students. I want to acknowledge that presence, whatever you call it, however you perceive it, however you connect with it in your heart, God, universe, infinite intelligence, divine mind, higher power, quantum field, or in some other cultural sense, that presence, I claim and ask to be here tonight, evening in Los Angeles. I ask that presence to be here with us, guiding me and guiding me to give you the help that you need, guiding you to say what needs to be said for the benefit of yourself and for everyone, that all is in divine order and everything that needs to be expressed will be expressed tonight, and we will find our resolutions and our fulfillment and our satisfaction with these teachings. And I thank that presence for being with us, and I acknowledge it and I connect with it, and I allow it to flow through me and through you to have everything here tonight that needs to be. And I give thanks that it is. And now, as if you've been on my past calls, you know that I like to do one other thing before we start to make sure that you are fully present here and receptive, and we're all really together in this wonderful little inner sanctum of prosperity and manifestation. I'd like you to take, I'm going to have you take three deep breaths. And you know, I've done this for many years with students. I try to do it myself, although I forget, as we most of us do. We just, you know, it's just a human thing. We don't really pay attention to breathing enough, and we should. And interestingly, it's the relaxation and the centering and the calming is so good for our mental state, spiritual state, and physical state. But I just found out something this past year that's really interesting, is that science and medicine has now gotten involved. Well, breathing has always been kind of an alternative medicine process, breathing correctly, and in the fields of, you know, yoga fields. However, now that they have proven, and there's evidence, and they gave it a name. It's either square breathing, or Sharon reminded me of another name, box breathing. The same process that I'm about to have you do has been proven to prevent heart disease. So if that isn't a reason to to practice this kind of deep breathing, and what's it take, a few minutes a day or a few times a day if you want? Very good reason. Now, you know, medicine, alternative medicine is becoming mainstream medicine, nutritional medicine. Everything is changing. We're living in a wonderful time with all of these discoveries that can give us health. We're going to live a lot longer. Even, you know, notwithstanding pandemics, we're going to live a lot longer. So we need to, if we're going to live longer, we want to be healthier longer. It's that simple. We want to stay healthy. So this is a wonderful process to practice anyway. But we're going to do it here tonight so that you will be fully present with me. I want you to put aside all the cares of the day. Just don't let anything concern you. Just be here in the now and accept your satisfaction and fulfillment of your dreams, of your desires. Okay, I want you to take three deep breaths. First breath, breathe in, inhale through the nose, very deeply, slowly, to go through to the diaphragm, hold for a couple of seconds, and then release through the mouth slowly. And let's do that three times. So in through the nose, slowly, deeply, hold for a couple of seconds, and release slowly through the mouth. All right, I'm going to be quiet. Let's do it. Okay, everyone relaxed, peaceful, centered, ready for changes, ready for improvements. You know what I just thought of, talking about Sharon having a degree in the financial field and lucky to have her here in our field, our prosperity field. But you know, there was a wonderful movie, Field of Dreams. If you haven't seen it, don't remember it, please find it and watch it. It was really beautiful. Small town homeowner, loved baseball, and dreamed of having baseball. And he has a big backyard, dreamed of having baseball games, but had no idea how anyone would ever come to any baseball games. And long story short, he built, He built the field. The famous line from that movie is, build the field and they will come. And that's exactly what happened. And that's exactly what we're doing. I always loved that movie and the profound message in that movie. That's exactly what we're doing. That's what I did 20 years ago when I built this field to somehow express these teachings that I had been studying for so many years, decades. I didn't know how anyone would come to hear my teachings or to find my teachings. I had no idea. But I often say it was like breathing. I couldn't stop. I had to somehow trust that if I put something out there somewhere, something would happen. I build the field for you to be here tonight. I haven't done this for 2 years. I said, well, students going to still want to come to the group calls? You're here. And, you know, the interesting thing is we're all building those fields all the time. But that is so necessary and so important. Nothing happens in life. Nothing has been discovered, invented, created, manifested until it was first done so in mind. And I add spirit, in mind and spirit. So we need to learn to build the field that we want. If we just sit around wishing or hoping, I mean, hoping is a stepping stone. Nothing's going to happen until we accept in our mind and in our spirit that it's possible and we can have what we want. And that's what we're here to do. So I want you to hold on to that thought and get the movie if you haven't seen it. It's a wonderful, wonderful message. Build the field and they will come. Build the field in your consciousness. That's what we're doing tonight. The teachings I give you and the teachings you've had from me, and hopefully we'll have continue to use and apply. You're building that field so that what you want will come. It is not our job to know how it's going to happen. You have the greatest force in the universe taking care of that job. It's your job to build the field. Okay? All right, let's get started. All right, Sharon, who was the first one in the queue? Let's unmute them and see who that is and bring them on.
Sure. The first I have in the queue is Melinda. I'm going to unmute you. You're on with Marilyn.